What's the fucking deal with the bunny? Written by Christina Curtin, April 5th, 2020. If you listened to my post on Santa, you know I am not a big fan of lying to my kids about fictitious creatures creeping into our house and leaving presents. I don't like lying, period. I've dealt with Santa and actually somewhat enjoyed the magic he brings to the season. However, I never, ever have been a fan of the Easter Bunny. He's creepy, slutty, and serves no purpose. The connection between a giant boy rabbit bringing eggs into my house and Jesus being resurrected from the dead just doesn't compute. Eggs symbolize new life, so we have eggs at Easter. Jesus' resurrection equals new life. I get that. But a bunny does not lay eggs. Where is he getting all of these eggs? Why a freaking rabbit and not a chicken? Sure, chickens aren't as cute, but at least the connection is easier to make. My kids asked me when they were younger why the bunny brought the eggs. Who the fuck knows, kids? Some people say it's because bunnies fuck like bunnies, so there's a correlation with fertility and new life. I mean, that's why the Playboy Bunny has Playboy Bunnies. Makes sense in that regard, but the connection is really pushing it for Easter. Plus, if so, then why is the Easter Bunny a boy? Shouldn't it be a girl? Is he a slut bunny roaming around on Easter Eve making all kinds of new baby bunnies as he delivers eggs? If the bunny is supposed to symbolize fertility, then logically, it should be a girl. Overall, can't we just let Christianity alone here, folks? Let Jesus have his day. I mean, the man went through a lot of shit to come back from the dead. Do we have to bring in odd pagan connections of fertility and new life to help our kids celebrate a truly miraculous day? Personally, I think the story of the crucifixion and resurrection is more magical and amazing than a creepy, slutty bunny bringing eggs he stole from chickens. These fictional creatures are supposed to create joy and magic around the holidays, right? Santa is about the spirit of giving. Tell me though, what does this bunny do? What magic or lesson does the bunny bring? In my experience, the bunny is a magic killer. I would like to point out that the Easter Bunny has been the one to ruin Santa for both my kids. Both went about 10 years each 100% believing in Santa, not truly questioning and happy to have the magic. However, it was this creepy bunny that fucked it all up. Okay, I'm being unfair. It's me that fucked it up, really? But if I didn't have to create the lie of the bunny, they would have kept believing in Santa until way past the time it was socially acceptable. Easter Ruins Christmas, Part 1, The Word Search Fiasco of 2017. About 3 years ago, when my oldest daughter Gianna was 10, I decided to try something different for our Easter egg hunt. Instead of stuffing their eggs with candy, I stuffed them with foam letters and money. This was loose change and a few dollar bills. We aren't ballers, after all. These letters were supposed to be used to complete a word search they had in their baskets. I thought that it would be fun to do. Plus, if you know me well, you know I hate giving my kids sugar. I try to minimize the amount they consume or make them work for it. Holidays are extra hard to enforce these rules because sugar is literally a core component of every damn holiday. I do give them a lot of leeway during these times. However, I still try to find candy alternatives when I can. Hence, the phone letter word search. Well, this word search ultimately caused Gianna to question whether I was the one to do all of this. She questioned me because the word search, in her eyes, was lame. And, apparently lame, equals mom. At first, by do all of this, she meant just the egg hunt slash Easter. But then, after I admitted it to her, her questioning spilled over to every single other mythological holiday figure. The word search foam letter egg hunt killed Santa. Okay, in all fairness, if my crazy ass would have just put damn candy in the eggs, Gianna would have probably believed in Santa and everything else forever. She was so committed, and she cried when I told her. Bless her sweet 10-year-old heart. But I still like to blame the Easter Bunny. If I didn't have to pretend that thing was real, this wouldn't have happened. Easter Ruins Christmas Part 2, The Coupon Call-Out of 2020. This time, the victim was my youngest daughter, Scarlett, who is almost 9. I had been working on my computer earlier in the day on Easter egg coupons to fill their eggs with. That's right, people. I refused to give up after the word search fiasco of 2017. I knew there had to be a candy egg filler alternative that my kids would love, or at least tolerate. Last Easter, I found some free coupons you could print and stuff their eggs with them. They were a hit. Okay, not a hit, but they didn't cause tears, and I like to think they enjoyed turning in their coupons and getting prizes throughout the year. They were decent coupons, too. Free hug, you pick a game to play, one-on-one time, ice cream, fill in the blanks, you get it. Last year, I just found something off the internet the night before and printed them. This time, I had wanted to customize the coupons more, so I had spent a couple hours one morning making my own. Later in the day, there I was in the kitchen. My computer was up on the counter because I was working for actual work and homeschooling my kids at the same time. Quarantine 2020, yay! I went to find something on my taskbar, and as I was searching, bam, the coupons I had been working on earlier popped up on my screen for 2 seconds. 2 fucking seconds. Immediately behind me, Scarlett points her finger at the screen and screams with glee, "You're the Easter Bunny!" Fuck my life. I am a horrible liar, folks. Couple that with the amount of passion she threw at me with that statement. Needless to say, I caved and admitted it all. Of course, all that snowballed down to cover the Santa and the Tooth Fairy. Good thing was, she wasn't pissed at me like I thought she would have been back when I wrote the Santa post. She was actually so damn proud of herself for figuring everything out. Like always, I had stressed myself out and worried for no reason. But this was another case where the lie of the creepy, pointless bunny ruined the better lie of Santa. Again, it was my insistence to not give kids candy. I know, but I'm blaming the slutty rabbit. Do you want to ruin the magic too? Or just avoid giving your kids candy? If you are like me and want to fill your eggs this season with something other than candy, you can totally download the coupons I made this year by visiting my blog. Warning! These coupons may cause your wee babes to figure out that all the holiday magic is just lies. My track record speaks for itself. But maybe you're looking to do that. Maybe you are a little tired of keeping up the magic slash lie. Maybe you think it's time they grow up. And I would say if they have puberty hair, that it's time to cut the cord, folks. You're doing them a social injustice by letting them still believe. I think I can safely say that, in my case, the following applies. Ruin the egg hunt, and kids will finally ask that question you have been waiting for. Are you the one to do all of this? But at the very least, the coupons are another treat to give them that isn't necessarily sugar. I personally see it as a win either way. Happy Easter! Stay safe and sane, my friends.